Umoyo waziwa kakhulu ngegama elithi Supernet hayi usungule iqembu le-Supernet ngo-2021 ephelandaba lapho ahlala khona.
Iprojekthi ye-Supernet ngiqalise during i-lockdown ye-COVID. Laphana kokwani kuyavula but abantwana bengakabuyeli ezikolo, you know, I saw a lot of boys within i-area engihlala khona ngephelandaba doing nothing. So I then thought ukuthi hayi working silungisa amabhora, ngibanika amabhora to play. From there then the idea of having an academy came up and it was there though, but it was because of injuries as well as a coach. These boys, when they came in, we then started putting back training. Then we developed that.
Umuntu usebenza nabasakhulayo abaleminyaka engaphansi kwe-11 kusiya kwabaleminyaka engu-17. Iqembu lakhe lidlala kuZimbabwe Football Association Bulawayo Province Junior League kusigaba se-Serie B. Uthi uthole usizo oluvela kubomakhelwane, izihlobo kanye nabangane ukuze ayenelise ukuba yingxenye ye-league yabasakhulayo.
Ama-sponsors at this time, ama-companies, they are also having a hard time. So ukuthola sponsorship kunzima, but you know, they are well-wishers, they are people who are assisting, like for instance, friends in the UK and America, but each other in my daughter's matches, they will leave. Abafana bedlala, because I told them of the project and they really said that's a good thing, supporting Abafana to do something. But I my daughter's matches, someone also came up with the donating me a kit, Abafana. So at the moment, we are okay in terms of kuthi abafana abadlali lamabhora akhona nyana nje amabhora. What we need now is probably finance transport.
Umoya uyabadinga njalo abanye abangaphathisana naye ukuqeqesha iqembu lakhe le-Supernet njengoba igcina ibachiya kodwa abafana ngoba engomunye wabasebenza lenhlanganiso ye-Premier Soccer League ukuba amaqembu alandele imilayo yokuvikela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
I also assist as a COVID-19 compliance officer. So we look at which is into a ground they are comply according to regulations away COVID-19 which are required by the Ministry of Health and the SRC. Which all everything falls in place according to our requirements.
Umoya udumela kakhulu ngeminyaka yama-1980s lapho ayedlalela khona iqembu le-Highlanders njalo-ke wadlalela iqembu lesizwe elama-Young Warriors. Ukudlala kwakhe kwaphazanyiswa yokulimala kwakhe idolo okwenza wahlala isikhathi eside engadlali, njalo ekuphendukeni kwakhe udlalele iqembu le-Red Seal Rovers lalo futhi ele-Highlanders. Eminyakeni edlulileyo uke waba ngumqondisi wamaqembu abalisa lona ele-Highlanders kanye lelezinu Leopards. Imelesi 7 ngobulawayo ingu-Joseph Njanjini.